I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 837 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. And joining us on the line right now, anchor of The Lead and State of the Union, seen on CNN, our friend Jake Tapper. Hello, Jake. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Okay, so listen, I want to take a break from, you know, we'll get to it in a moment, all of the stuff going on with Clinton and Trump and that kind of stuff. But I just want to point out, we've got wildfires in the West.
Yeah.
We've got Louisiana, I mean, and parts of the South underwater.
Yep.
I mean, some of the most horrific flooding I've seen in a long time. We recently had riots in Milwaukee. And our president is on vacation and hasn't even so much really has commented about any of this stuff as far as I can find, and certainly hasn't made any moves to see if there's anything he can do or make a trip down there to examine the thing. I mean, at what point does a president need to come off his vacation?
Well, that's a big question. And the Advocate, the Baton Rouge newspaper, I believe, has a big editorial today saying to the president, you know, cut your vacation short, come look at the devastation here. Make sure, you know, convey to the nation that this is a priority for you. And we haven't heard the president's response to that, but absolutely. And I know people down there in Baton Rouge, I've been talking to some of them, and they feel, neglected by the media. I can only speak. I know CNN's been covering the flooding, and I know we've been covering it on my show every day, but
yes,
they feel generally neglected by the media, and B, more importantly, they feel as though they're not a priority to the White House. You know, a lot of times, I mean, I know that the FEMA director is there, and I know that the National Guard is there, and so it's not as though there aren't government officials there on the case looking, but a lot of times perception becomes reality, especially when you're going through such a horrific experience and, you know, with more than 9 or 10 people who have been killed and just tens of thousands of people who have lost everything. It is a moment for that requires some leadership.
And is there, I mean, the report card on FEMA's response here, Jake, what are you hearing from the people down there? Are they getting the job done, or is there room for improvement?
My ears are finely tuned to this, because I've been saying every day, are we here? And this is the question I ask any time there's any sort of devastation or anything, and I interview a local official, is there anything you're not getting from the government that you need to be getting? And so far I have not heard anything. That doesn't mean that there aren't complaints, but I haven't heard of any. But that's certainly something to keep an eye out for. It is keep in mind early, and it does take, you know, days sometimes to get things into place. So those of us who have covered natural disasters before know that usually the complaints about things not getting in there, if there isn't like an immediate you know, horrific kind of loss of life like we saw after Hurricane Katrina, where people were dying in the days after. Usually those complaints come a few days into it, maybe a week into it, when they see that things have not arrived despite promises. So we'll see. We'll keep an eye out.
And Jake, I know you're watching the Olympics and covering the Olympics on The Lead. I love the format of The Lead, because it's a little bit of everything people are talking about. We like to do that here too. And there's been so much to talk about with the Olympics. What is your take on this bizarre story with these American swimmers who are being detained? We talked about it earlier. I mean, it seems to me that even if the Brazilian officials don't believe their story, it hasn't risen to the level of confiscating their passports and keeping them in country. This is becoming an international incident.
It is, and it's bizarre. I mean, I don't know anything more than you guys do, but I mean, I saw that Matt Lauer, covering the Olympics, talked about how Ryan Lochte's story changed just to between, you know, telling Billy Bush one day and telling him another. I mean, just between NBC correspondents. Mm-hmm. So at one point, this alleged assailant was putting a gun right to his head, and next day it wasn't to his head. He was just holding it up. Who knows what the truth is? Certainly, the idea of there being lots of rampant crime in Rio is not unusual. But the idea that these people are now being pulled off of airplanes seems extreme. So I don't know. We'll see. You saw the video, as I'm sure most people did, the video that the Daily Mail got from the security cameras at the hotel. Those do not look like swimmers who have just been armed at robbed at gunpoint. They look like people who have all their valuables and are returning from a nice night on the town.
All right, so I noticed, as long as we're talking about the Olympics, that you put that, that pugnacious astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson in his place about something he said about the Olympics.
Well, that was just, he said something like,
Here it is. I can read it for you.
Yeah.
The USA has three times as many Olympic golds as Hungary, but 30 times the population. Adjusting for this, Hungary is kicking our butt.
I mean, look, he kind of is a master troll. He kind of loves to put things out there like mathematically, know that they're going to outrage people. And I guess I kind of took the bait, to be honest. So, but I mean, my only argument is like, okay, but we also have so many Hungarians in this country because we have so many people from all over the world because everybody flocks to this nation. Our population is so big because everybody else around the world wants to be American.
Yeah. Mm.
So, yeah, we have a lot of Hungarians who are not making the Olympics, just like we have a lot of everything who are not making the Olympics in this country because everybody enjoys the freedom of this country. But, look, he was just doing a mathematical equation. And, again, he's a master troll. He's a brilliant troll, and I took the bait.
All right. I would add to that, by the way, when people learn of these athletes from other nations who are winning golds and stuff, if you research them a little bit, a whole lot of them go to college here in America,
yeah,
and they study
true,
and they practice and train with NCAA teams here. So it's
no, absolutely. And look, on our women's gymnastic team, I mean, those amazing, amazing young women. Their coaches from Romania.
Right, that's exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
so
that's the
brilliance of America.
All right, we're going to leave it there. Jake Tapper, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
Guys.
We're here at Menards Bank Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop back supplies.
Toothpaste. Cereal. Coffee. Dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on. But the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.